Welcome back to MGM Marketability's podcast, where we talk all things marketing, business, personal development, where we help you learn, develop, and launch your business, and everything in between. So, first of all, super glad to have you here. Thank you for watching. My name is Lucas, and this is going to be a little bit of a different episode than what we're used to. So, at the time of recording this, it was the beginning of September 2025. And if you guys were paying attention, then lots of stuff happened the past week. And it's pretty heavy. You know, it's pretty heavy in it. A lot of it puts a lot of things in perspective. So I'm not going to like shed my political opinion or any of that stuff. Like that's, we're not talking about any of that. But what I am going to talk about is the thing that you've been avoiding. Thing that you've been scared to risk, or you know, the scared that you've been scared things you've been scared to take a risk on. There's you really don't know when your life is going to end. You don't. You have no idea. And as dark as that sounds, as terrible as that sounds, it's true. You really don't know when it's all going to be taken away from you, and it could be in a moment, right? And so, I just felt the need and the I just felt compelled to create a video encouraging you to take the risk on what you want in life or what you're being called for or kind of what you've been avoiding, but you ultimately want because life is short and sometimes it's shorter for other people than other, you know? And so, okay, anyways, so I'm going to dig into eight reasons why it's time to take the risk. It's time to do the thing. It's time to just go for it. Okay? Ready? And, you know, we're talking mostly business related, right? Because I think most people want to start their own business. They want to work for themselves. They want to do something cool. So these are kind of tailored that way. And this is kind of what this podcast is about. So for number one, freedom and autonomy. Okay? Just having the freedom to be like, you know what? I'm going to take a couple hours off today. Or having the freedom to be like, you know what? I'm going to put in a 12-hour shift today and get a lot done and get things pushing and get some momentum going. You have the freedom to do that. And you can't do that some places. And you're at a job. You definitely can't leave early. they don't like it when you do that. But sometimes you can't even stay late because they don't want to pay you extra because that goes against some laws and regulations. And so either way that you swing it, whether you want to take 2 weeks off or you want to go hard for a couple of weeks and get some momentum going, you possibly can't do either of those things. So number one is just having the freedom to live your life. And that reason alone should compel you to take the risk, to start the business, to push into something new or to do what you've always wanted to do or that you've been avoiding. Okay. Like, I shouldn't even have to go through the rest of these, but I'm going to anyway because, well, I prepped for it and maybe that one didn't do it for you. So number two is pursuing your passion, okay? There is something very special. Like, if you feel tired every day, you wake up and you're sluggish and you're not excited to get out of bed, you're just kind of like, meh. And you don't really know what to do when the first thing you get up. It's because you're not really going after something worth getting up for. I don't get enough sleep. I'll be honest, but I have zero issues getting out of bed every morning. Zero. Absolutely none. Once that alarm goes off, I'm out of bed and I am doing my morning routine, going to the bathroom, either getting a pre-workout or a coffee or something, and I'm sitting down with my Bible, okay? That's every morning for me because I understand where I should be pushing, what's next. And there's always more and I'm excited about it. So pursue your passion because if you're not pursuing your passion, you're not excited to do things. And if you're not excited to do things, then you're not going to put yourself out of your comfort zone. Number three is creating impact. Okay. There's a lot of horrible things going on in the world. Okay. And the little things that you do every day can create a massive impact. The domino effect, the butterfly effect, it's real. Like the little things, if you change someone's life today and it then ricochet it, like, you know, dominoes into them changing some other people's lives, and it just keeps going. You have no idea the impact you're making. Okay, so get up and start that thing. Do the thing that you've been wanting to do. Okay, the minute that I started, I didn't realize the impact I was going to have on people. I didn't realize the messages I was going to get by helping people with mixing. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't expect all of this transformation to happen, but it did. Another thing is, once you start pushing into that growth and taking risks, it gets addicting. And you start to realize you almost have unlimited potential. And to some people that seems overwhelming, but to a lot of us, it's like, oh, there's more. There's more. I can grow. I can get better. I can have more impact. I can have more passion. Man, like, it's an invigorating feeling knowing that you can continue to grow and become more. You're not stagnant. You're not a tree. Like, you can move and you can do things differently every day and grow and become something completely different from who you are now. Number five, and this one is very important because of what we're talking about, is time is the real currency, okay? So take money aside. Ignore money for a second, right? Money's important, but let's just ignore it for a second. You can make a ton of money in like a year or something, right? Like, you've seen it. I mean, there are people out there who make so much money that, like, they don't care anymore. They don't, like, the money doesn't even matter. But guess what? They have the same amount of time as we all do. We all have 24 hours in a day. So whenever you start your own thing and you start to have some autonomy and some freedom, you start to understand that the real important thing is your time and how you spend it and who you spend it with. It's more important than you realize, because again, you don't know how much time you have left. It can be taken from you at any moment, any day. All right, number six. You learn resilience when you start to take a risk. Because you start to get really uncomfortable, like, you start to, like, learn how to be uncomfortable, and you start to understand that, like, you can just learn anything you want and be resilient to the pushback. Like, it's okay to, like, suck at something, but not a lot of people tell you that. Not a lot of people tell you it's okay to just be bad at something, because it's so uncomfortable and you feel like there's so much pushing against you. It's like the whole world is against you. But when you start to, like, really take that risk and put yourself out there, see a little bit of progress, you're like, oh, this is just part of the process. And you start to love the resilience and the learning that comes with that. Number seven, and this goes along with, you know, last week, what happened with Charlie Kirk, is that you get to leave a legacy. And you can kind of choose whatever legacy you want, right? Like, it's kind of cool that you have the option to, you know, leave something behind, whether it's money or just really the impact or the amount of people that you've helped in life. Whenever you take that risk, you're actually putting yourself out there to leave some sort of legacy, whether in your name, in your family's name, or whatever you want, so that people can be impacted long after you're gone. And not that, like, you want to be remembered because of, like, an ego thing, but just that you want to help, right? And then last but not least, and I know you guys have probably seen this one coming, but you don't want to have any regrets when you're on your deathbed or when you're about to die. You don't want to be like, man, I really should have taken that risk. I really should have asked that girl out or asked that guy out, or I really should have not taken that job and should have just started my own thing. I really should have studied better and learned something new, learned an instrument rather than just be on my phone all the time. Because regrets weigh heavy, very heavy. And in the end, you want to say, you know what? I did everything I could. I did everything I could to have the moments in the life that I felt was right. And I took risks and I failed some things, but I did some things that were really cool too. So just to recap, and then we'll be done. Number one, freedom and autonomy. Number two, pursuing your passion. Number three, creating impact. Number four, unlimited growth potential. Number five, understanding that time is the real currency. Number six, resilience. Number seven, leaving a legacy. And number eight, having no regrets in life. So start that thing, take the risk. And if it's a business, if it's growing your business, or if it's marketing, reach out to us, growingmediamarketing.com. We would absolutely love to help you. Love to assist you on your journey. We love you, and we'll see you on the next episode.